So what we're going to be doing is having two more open mic acts, and then we'll start our feature time, first with Paul Rogoshevsky, and then following Paul, we will have Carrie Rowan, who will be accompanied by Jim Wise. And then we have lots more open micers coming up. By the way, we do have an admission fee here. If you can, please, if you haven't put something in the red box, please do. This is not for mini set people or feature people, but everyone else, if you can, we appreciate it. It's $5. Right now, I'm very happy to welcome a duo I referred to earlier as the Proper Ladies. They will be featuring the same night Harriet Hart features, October 27th, and they are Annabelle Gretz and Deb Goss, and they're absolutely wonderful. Please welcome the Proper Ladies.
Thank you.
We have a spring.
I guess the fact that I was away from New England spring for almost, well, for 10 days last week or so meant that New England had to come up with a little more typical spring weather for me when I got back. It was summer in Omaha.
Well, so this is a spring song.
I mean, it has a chorus, which you can all sing, but it's about a frog. And we do ask that you help us with the frog song, the frog sound.
Which this isn't a ribbit frog. This is the good old-fashioned big old bullfrog.
And in order to help you with it, I do this. Let's just try. And if you can also just join the chorus as well. It does have a delightful chorus.
This song is conveniently located in the key of G.
It's from the Civil War period.
Of all the funny things that live in woodland, marsh, or bog, that creep the ground or fly the air, the funniest thing's a frog. The frog, the scientificest of nature's handiwork. The frog that neither walks nor runs, but goes it with a jerk. The funniest thing's a frog. The funniest thing's a frog. Of all the funny things that live, the funniest thing's a frog. The funniest thing's a frog. The funniest thing's a frog. Of all the funny things that live, the funniest thing's a frog.
In pants and coat of bottle green
and yellow fancy vest,
he plunges into mud and mire
all in his Sunday best.
When he sits down, he's standing up, as Pat O'Kim once said.
And for convenience sake, he wears his eyes atop his head.
The funniest thing's a frog. The funniest thing's a frog. Of all the funny things that live, the funniest thing's a frog. The funniest thing's a frog. The funniest thing's a frog. Of all the funny things that live, the funniest thing's a frog.
You see him sitting on his log above the vasty deep. You feel inclined to say, old chap, just look before you leap.
You raise your hand to push away his ugly-looking mug, but ere you get it halfway up, down he goes kerchug.
The funniest thing's a frog. The funniest thing's a frog. Of all the funny things that live, the funniest thing's a frog. The funniest thing's a frog. The funniest thing's a frog. Of all the funny things that live, the funniest thing's a frog.
Well, maybe the sound of all those people going guh is a little bit funnier than the frog. Just a little bit.
Yeah, I guess. we're going to be, Deb has a thing at Longfellow House on July 5th.
July 5th.
And I'm going to be singing a little there with her as well.
Right. Special guest star.
One more hand, please, for the Proper Ladies.